Hello, hello, and welcome, everybody. Happy Friday. We're on episode 37 now, Stadium Connect North. Unbelievable. We're getting ready to kick off the weekend, and today we have a super special episode. But first, let's introduce my co-host here. They need no introduction, but we like to, you know, just give everyone their due process here. Ninja Guy X, how are you doing, my friend? Thank you so much for being here.
Yeah, I'm doing well. How about you?
Good, good. Fantastic. And below us here, all the way from across the pond, is our good friend Fletch. How are you, Fletch?
Very good. Very good. Yeah. Awesome. Bit late over here, so yeah. But all good other than that.
Yeah, we're good. All righty. Well, on today's episode, not only are we going to be talking about some of the news from Stadia this week, but we have got another amazing developer interview, this time with Peachy Keen Games. They're going to be releasing their upcoming game here, Calico, on Stadia. We had the announcement of that game coming maybe about, a month, 2 months ago. And we've been in talks with Kels over at Peachy Keen Games and John, one of the engineers at Whitehorn Games. So we've got them on the show here. So let's get right into it here. We'll bring them on here both at the same time. Here's Kels and here's John. Hey, how are you doing?
Good, good, great. I got a sleeping kitty here even.
Okay. Love it. Perfect, perfect, right? Completely on topic here and with the theme. Just want to thank you, both of you, so much for taking your time out of your busy schedule to talk to us about Calico. So we've got several questions here that we're going to ask. The first couple here are going to be geared more towards you, Kels, here. So more of about, you know, the story about Calico and things like that. And then we'll talk with John, the technical side there, as he's doing the Stadia port. So let me hear. I've got one of the trailers here we're going to throw up so that while we're talking, people can see here some gameplay and what the game's about it if they're not really familiar. So we're going to start off here, we'll start with you, Kels, here. So if you can just like introduce yourself for those that don't know who you are, tell us a little bit about yourself and also Peachy Keen Games.
Yeah, so I'm Kels. I'm the co-founder of Peachy Keen Games. We've only made one game so far, and that's Calico. It is a cat cafe sim where have a bunch of cute villagers that you hang out with, a bunch of animals, more than just cats, that you can add to your cat cafe. It's actually our first, not just as a studio, but both me and our co-creator, Andrew. It's our first game that we've ever made. So it's gone very well.
Yeah, that's great. So when did the game originally release? Because I know right now it's available on PC, Nintendo Switch, and Xbox.
Yeah. It first launched, let's see, it was December 2020. So it was a little over a year ago. And we've been doing updates since.
Wow. Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. Okay. So can you tell us, so you said it's yourself and Andrew are co-founders of the studio. Can you tell us maybe how that might've came about? Like did both you and Andrew previously work together at with another venture, or how did that come about?
We were friends online. Mm-hmm. From a charity organization, Desert Bus for Hope. Both fans of that, we met each other in the chat. Mm-hmm. I went to GDC 3 or 4 years ago for the first time, and I realized, oh gosh, I gotta make a game. Because I used to work for other companies. I worked for Microsoft and some other indies as a community manager. Wow. And I learned how to do 3D modeling, and I started posting some models on Twitter, and then I started posting about the kind of game I wanted to make, and my friend Andrew messaged like, hey, maybe I could help with the programming on that. So that's, we started just kind of playing with it and posting it to Twitter, and we were getting more and more good positive feedback on that. So we just ended up keeping going with it.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. So aside from you and Andrew, are there any other people that might play, you know, other contributors to the game development that you could maybe tell us about? And also, I understand that there was a guest contributor to the game that did some on the audio side as well, that maybe you could share with us and chat about a bit.
Yeah. Let's see. We have... we had some, well, the guest contributor was really exciting. So our regular composer is named Star, and they are an amazing composer, and I absolutely love the soundtrack that they came up with. And part of that was we had two singing songs on it. So our main theme is sung by Emily Anderson, and then we have another theme that's sung by Emmy Evans, who also did music for Nier Automata, which was super exciting.
Impressive. Yeah, that's very cool.
Yeah.
When I found out about that, I was like, oh my gosh, we've got to learn more about this here.
It was really exciting to work with her and the team that helps her out with stuff. It was actually a really smooth system. I think it's called Scarlet, and they're a production team that helps a lot with linking teams up with really cool people like that. And then on more of our contributors, it's mostly music. We had some help, a couple contractors for art. And then we have someone helping with a new big UI overhaul, which will be really exciting too. She actually lives with me. so that's nice.
Oh, wow. That's awesome to hear. So you told us pretty much how the idea for the game came about. Can you maybe comment, this being your first game, like how the development process was, and are you using, like, what game engine are you using? Are you using, like, you know, a branded one or your own custom game engine for the game?
We're using Unity, which has definitely made it a lot easier. I forgot the first part of that question.
No, so being your first game, how did you find like development? Like, did you, like, were there, I mean, obviously there's going to be some ups and downs, you know, just maybe share a little bit of, like, you know, some of the, your woes in the development process, and also, you know, the positive things as well for those aspiring developers.
It's been a really fun game to develop for because it's very open-ended. It's basically, we started with throwing things in there, like we had, I designed some characters to run around, and then we put some animals in there, and basically we just kept adding on to it. And that's something that's really fun about making this type of game. That's more of just a very open-ended, sandboxy type game. We got to start with just, okay, what would be really fun? Okay, you can put the cat on your head. You can wiggle the cat around. Oh my gosh, we should make the cat big and ride around on it. And it we can just keep going out like that, which I think is so fun because we didn't really need to make a story outline and try to, like, stick with themes. Cute is a super easy theme to follow because you can't go too far and you don't have to rein it in. It's just like, okay, what's the cutest, funnest thing we could think of?
Oh my gosh, that's so funny. So I know originally to get the game started and development and whatnot, you had a Kickstarter for the game. Could you maybe tell us, like, what your experience with the Kickstarter was as far as, like, any issues that you might have come across, or, you know, how was the support from the community and things like that?
Definitely. So we actually did two Kickstarters. The first one failed, which wasn't actually that discouraging because I got all these devs that came to me and actually explained that a lot of people's first Kickstarters fail. That's kind of because you have to start from zero and you only have 30 days. The other thing with Kickstarter is you really need to raise like 30% in the first 2 days for it to be successful. That's just kind of how the algorithm works, and also how psychologically it works. People want to support something they think is going to succeed. So the first time we raised 10,000K of a goal of 90K, and then we learned 90K is actually way too high of a goal sometimes for a first game on Kickstarter. That's when we got our publisher, Whitethorn Games, and they helped us a ton with doing the second Kickstarter. And by then, they helped us get a way better trailer other than what we had, which was like with my phone. And we already had the $10,000 worth of people that had backed the first time. So mm-hmm. they were ready to back again first day. We had a bunch more people that were ready to back first day. And that's how we surpassed our 30K goal within the first couple days. And then we got up to 70K.
Yeah. Congratulations. That's amazing.
Yeah. So that was great. Kickstarter is a little tough because then you have, instead of just your publisher and your platforms that mm-hmm. are depending on you, you now have 1,000 people that are depending on you. So that can be a lot more pressure, but it was mm-hmm. great because it let us be able to make the game.
I got a question to follow that up. So for anyone, you know, who would be interested in starting a Kickstarter, what would be like some of the tips that you can give them?
Yeah, my first tip would be definitely to change your plans to make sure your goal is the first 2 days. Because I think a lot of people new to Kickstarter, they see the 30-day goal and they say, oh, I have 30 days to raise this. But it really is front-loading. So if you're doing any advertising, if you're doing any like, if you're marketing and having a marketing spend, you just mm-hmm. totally have to front load it. The other thing is definitely, I see a lot of people that have the guts to come up to us, not come up to us, online in Twitter mm-hmm. and ask us advice. And I think that's a really great thing to do. I think getting used to messaging people and asking mm-hmm. them about things so you get the most up-to-date information. I'll usually sometimes say like, hey, these are my friends who have done a Kickstarter way more recently. Mine is now 3 years out of date. And that'll help a lot because it changes a lot. And the algorithm can change a lot. The other thing is figuring out how to do a lower goal. That can be really tough because, I mean, actual budgets are much higher than what Kickstarter usually raises for small games. So scaling the first iteration of your game to be smaller helps a lot. And it helped with Calico too, as we scaled for the second one, we scaled back our expectation of what the game would be. And it turned out people actually wanted that version, which is the fun part about after dev, is we've been doing all these updates to kind of get back into that internal head version that we had for the game.
Nice. Just before we go further here, and I pass it along to Ninja for some more questions here, just want to shout out in the chat, there's some funny comments that people are making, so cat related here, so it, like, we'll play some of these here. It must have great meow sick. These comments are catronomically punny. Oh my gosh. Someone goes, you can ride foxes? And then they go... tell us the tale of how you kicked off the game there. Let's see. Where was it? I saw. Oh, here it is here. But the question is, what does the fox say? So many great, like, so a lot of people are super excited about the game. And, you know, this is like, normally you might think, okay, and I don't want to mention too much more because this is going to go into some of Ninja's questions here, but normally you think like a game like this is geared toward a certain audience, but it just goes to show you here that, like, you know, there's not just a predefined audience that is really excited for this game. Like, people that like all types and sorts of games are really interested, you know, from role-playing games to first-person shooters to strategy games to these, you know, laid-back, relaxed, Sims-like, Animal Crossing-type games. So it's really fantastic to see a lot of people coming out here in the chat here and showing their support.
Yeah, for sure. That's been really amazing. And we saw that at cons, too, when we were showing, was a lot of people like carrying around cats. That's...
Yeah, I mean,
and a lot of people like a spread of games. Like, I myself, I don't just play Calico type games. I used to play GTA all the time.
Yeah,
I'll switch between. I mean, even in my movies and shows, I'll switch between Severance and Ted Lasso.
Yeah, here Stadia Pro Gaming says I play Baldur's Gate 3, PUBG, and Doom Eternal, and I want to play this game. So That's awesome. Yeah, it's great. Okay, so Ninja, I'll go ahead and pass it along over to you here.
Yeah. So, first of all, Kels, I'll just like to tell you that I'm a big fan of the game. I haven't played it yet, but like that trailer really resonates with me. I'm a big cat guy. I love cats. When I stream, I always have a cup about cats, and I have cat decoration in the back of me, but you don't see them now. But yeah, I really like cats. And looking at that trailer, it gave me a really big vibe of like a Little Dragon Cafe. I don't know if it has anything to do with that, right? But that's the vibe that it gave me. So, you know, very exciting. And John, I'm really entertained by your cats, by the way. I see them, and you know, you're not forgotten. I knew you were there, and yeah, I enjoyed those cats.
Thanks. Yeah, I just been muted. Regularly, I talk way too much, so I figured it would be good if I just laid back for a while.
Yeah, definitely. We'll get some questions to you later on the show there. Yeah. But for Kel, what we have here is, can you tell us a little bit more about the game? So what type of game is it? Where does it take place? And, you know, what's the objective in general of the game?
Mm-hmm. So I think alternative to what usually people expect from something like Stardew Valley is it's much less focused on strategy and much more focused on just kind of laid back experience. It's really user directed. So more than a game feature driving you to do a bunch of things, you're kind of allowed to have, actually, it's more of what I think of when you hear the game, the name Sandbox. It's like, oh, it's actually more sandboxy than usual. There's a bunch of animals throughout this star-shaped island, and you live on a heart-shaped, the center of the island. And you get given a cat cafe. So it's an empty cat cafe. And your goal is to fill it with animals and furniture and food. So throughout doing quests for the different villagers, you will start to collect more of those things. And also it has a character creator and you collect clothing as well.
Ah, very nice. That it's it reminds me like of, you know, Animal Crossing, maybe that kind of style. Which is very nice.
Yeah, definitely more of an Animal Crossing vibe with the more user-directed experience.
Yeah, absolutely. So what inspired you to make a game like this?
Yeah, well, when I thought that one thought of, oh, I need to make a game, my first thought was cat cafe game. Like, that was the first thing. It was actually Cat Cafe and Magical Girls. That was what popped into my head. First, we were thinking of a sort of like Persona-esque game where in the daytime you would do the cat cafe and in the nighttime you would have a fighting game with magical girls.
Right, yeah.
Wow.
Underground basement magical girl fighting, which I still think is a great idea. But we found that the players that we were getting were actually looking, when they wanted to play this game, they wanted a cozy experience. They wanted it to be very specific. So we ended up going more in the direction of cozy and focusing on one thing. And that's how we sort of just started building from there. So we were like, okay, you have an empty cafe. Obviously you want to collect animals. And I love a lot more animals than cats. And I'm also, we've been to Japan and Japan has a bunch of cafes that aren't cats. So owl cafes, baby pig cafe.
Oh, wow.
There was a ferret cafe. There were some cats. There was a capybara at one that I was at.
Nice.
So I wanted to include a bunch more animals than that. And basically, especially a bunch of animals that you can't usually pet. So being like, oh, man, I really wish I could cuddle a bear.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny. The closest cat cafe to me is 1.5 hours from here, and we go all the time anyway. We don't care. Like, we love it so much. We go there, we pet all the cats, and it's very nice. Is there a targeted audience that you had in mind when you created the game? Like, do you think that this is specific to specific gamers?
Yeah, well, so at first I was thinking like, man, I'd love games that were more for girls. And then as it went along, I was like, no, it's actually really cool to make this sort of game that's kind of less made for everyone, because I think that there are just a ton of people who really are missing that in their game repertoire, and they'd love to fill that niche. Then I also, since I was in marketing with community management, I did see that marketing towards a type of gameplay user, like a type of player more than a type of person, works a lot better. So you find like, okay, the person who wants to play this game might be stressed out. They might be trying to find like a safe zone for them to not have to deal with any friction. And then we start creating for that player, more than a type of person.
Nice. Have you seen like players, you know, like who doesn't show like too much of an interest into cats, enjoy the game kind of thing? Have you seen that?
Yeah. Well, there's also the silly aspect, which actually reminds me a lot of Goat Simulator somehow.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
Kind of that silly, like they want to see all these animals jiggle and wobble around and just all the wacky hijinks that happen in the game. I think that also hits like another type of player base.
Yeah, that's very true. So speaking of that, now I'm curious, can you tell us a little bit about the gameplay? You know, what can players expect when they first start the game?
Yeah, so you can run around, you can talk to villagers and they'll give you quests to do things. The main thing is that you do a cooking mini game to create foods, and you'll learn through interactions with the players what their with the NPCs what their favorite foods are. So, and when they come to the cafe, so you'll want to, if you do want to strategize, there is a part for that, where you can plan on which foods you're going to showcase to maximize the amount of money that you'll make. We're also really excited with the next update that's coming out, which is going to kind of branch that out a bit. We're making a new cooking mini game that's going to be a little bit more involved and add a bit more gameplay. Okay. Since we found that actually part of the players who want a cozy and safe experience also want something that takes a little bit more of their brain, so that we can cater to both types of players, the ones who want to cut their brains off and the ones who need to be distracted.
Yeah. I like that. The more variety, right, in your game, the more players that will be attracted to that.
Yeah, for sure.
Now I got a tricky question for you. Is there any pets that you can't pet, that you can't interact with?
Oh, let me think. I don't think we do have any that you can't interact with. We were considering at some point, because our problem with the ambience is usually in a game you have some like little fake birds that fly and things like that.
Right.
But we don't have that because you need to be able to pet them. So we'll have to find a solution to that. One option is maybe a place where you can put out bird seed and the birds, so you know, like, I am interacting with them. At some point they come down and eat the bird seed.
Well, you're a magical girl, right? So maybe you can fly, catch one, and, you know, pet him a little bit and then let him fly away.
Oh, and right now I do think we have some fish that you can't pick up, but you will. Oh. We're working on that.
Oh, nice.
Very nice. Now, does certain animals has their own personality?
So we have different animations for different animals. That was something we had to scope down on at some point, is Andrew had this idea of like all these different personality types to give to the animals. And that maybe is something we want to do down the line. But yeah, I think a lot of the personality just comes from the different way the physics works on the different animals. So you're like, oh, this one's really wiggly.
I can imagine. Now, about the cat cafe, can you tell us a little bit about that? So, you know, can you decorate the cafe? How does it, you know, can you have drinks, dessert? Is there any currency that you can use with the cafe?
Yeah, so our currency is beans, like toe beans. I think there are... this point I'm starting to get fuzzy on numbers, but at this point there are like 30 different recipes that you can make, including things like croissants and coffee, even stuff like sandwiches, cupcakes, macaroons. But right now the way that you make it is just by throwing, you get really tiny, you get shrinked really tiny. There's a lot of magic in the world. You get shrinked really tiny and you get put in the kitchen. And then you get to manipulate the food objects as a little tiny person throwing a giant egg into a bowl, which we were fighting is in the future. So that'll be a bit more ramped up. It'll still be the tiny style, though.
Very nice. Can you tell us a little bit about the potion, making potions?
Yeah, that's a lot of the magical aspect too. So there is a potion seller, Autumn, and she is a cat witch, and she lives in a giant potion bottle terrarium. And there are a lot of potions in the world. There's potions that, a lot of things that let you manipulate the environment or the animals. So one of the most famous ones is you can make the animals big or small. So when they're small, you can like make a bear small, put it on your head, or you can make a cat big and ride it. There are ones that we have actually a lot of ones from the Kickstarter, of ones that were designed by Kickstarter backers. So some of those are, it makes you purple, your animals purple and glittery, or lets an animal just float around you like a planet and orbit you.
Wow. That's amazing. Awesome. I can't wait to try all these potions. It's going to be pretty funny. Now, I have a question on the side, and you know, if you can't answer it, feel free. It's all good. But I'm wondering, you're talking about all of these patches, and I'm wondering if Stadia will have the most current patches when it comes out.
Oh, definitely. So we're we already do that with all of our consoles as well. The timing can be tough because especially the consoles, you usually have to go through a process of getting it approved, but usually they're like within a week or two of the updates that come out.
Okay. Oh yeah, that's perfectly fine. There's not a lot of time to wait for that. So I'd definitely be happy with that. Now I'm going to leave some more questions to John. I think he took a long break enough, and I'm going to let him continue these questions.
So now John, you can unmute, and we've got some questions for you here.
Yeah, I thought they were talking about me, John, at first. I forgot there's two of us.
Oh, yeah, there's two of us here. Yeah, look, I'll move us side by side. Oops, hold on. We're going to switch spots
now
here.
Now it's even more confusing.
hold on. I'm trying to move you over here. Hold on. Can we switch?
Oh, my God.
We go side by side here. So the two, John. So, John, tell us a little bit about yourself here. We know about Kells now here. So for those that are tuning in or watching, what is your role in Calico and bringing it to Stadia?
Yeah, so my name is John Russell. This is Bronson, who just found out it's time to be introduced also. I will just grab him real quick. I kind of feel like a poser, like I didn't set up all my cats for this interview, I swear. They just, I've been at work. Oh, there, they just ran away. I've been at work all day and I just got home, so they all want pets. And now there's hair in my mouth. I'm so sorry. Okay, hey, no, I'm John Russell. I started working at Whitethorn Games, which is the publisher behind Calico, about a year ago. Okay. And as you can see, I'm super into cats. I got my two kitties, Bronson and Scrambles, who you both saw, I think. And I, like, when I interviewed at Whitethorn, I saw all these games, and I'm like, oh my god, look at that cat one. So I was really, really stoked when I found out that I got to work on the cat one. One of my earlier projects was working on Calico for PS4. I will also be responsible for PS5.
Wow.
And I am doing Stadia. So that's really my involvement with Calico. I want to stress that, like, all the beauty and creativity behind it, that's not me. That's Kells and Andrew. Built this all by themselves, and I just do the sort of like making it work with different hardware stuff.
Nice.
Yeah, so I sort of just jumped in and do, I don't know, that.
Like a translator. Okay.
I guess that's a cool way to say it.
Pretty much, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So is this the first game that you've worked on to port to Stadia?
No, but it is the second.
Oh, wow.
Can you tell us
what the first one was?
The first one was and is, it is still in progress, Lake.
Sorry, oh, okay, great. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so I have not been working on it for too long. Like I said, I've only been at Whitethorn for a year, but Stadia is really great, honestly. I've been sort of getting a lot of practice with just like porting and various consoles and stuff, and Stadia kind of rules. I'm still learning a lot, but I'm really stoked about all of it. So it's probably not gonna be a huge surprise that like Google's code is good. But yeah, a big fan of the overall Stadia environment. Yeah,
that's awesome. So, you know, that was what I was gonna ask you here is like, you know, not like a direct comparing, but, you know, as compared to, you know, I said not a direct comparison, to like porting games for a PlayStation or Xbox or Nintendo, do you find the process is really very similar? Are there any challenges, or are there any things that make it a little easier?
I think a lot of what you're going to find with like making a game for a console is going to be sort of the stuff a user might guess. Which is just based on the literal hardware differences. So if you think of what makes the consoles different, what makes porting to them different will mirror all of those same things. So for example, one of the biggest differences for Stadia is it's on the cloud. I do not have one. I don't have a Stadia sitting right next to me. And so that's a really interesting challenge. And it offers obviously a lot of opportunities to adaptability and the sort of dynamic nature of the environment is also really cool to work with. So that's a huge difference. I would say that's honestly the most fundamental and biggest one. But it's cool. It offers like a lot of stuff I've learned, and like I said, just a bunch of sort of dynamic differences.
Nice. Okay. Approximately, like, how long have you been, if you're allowed to stay here, have you been working on the port of Calico for Stadia?
I'm not sure. I think it's fine to say. It's just been like a couple months. I have been it's hazy because we do sort of tag team different projects at once.
Yep.
And I've also been, through just like my overall time messing with the code base of Calico, I've been sort of learning about it, even maybe a good amount of time not Stadia specific.
Oh, okay.
So it's a little it's a little murky. It's hard.
It's not something like you aren't dedicated to just like you're not just working on Calico, bringing it to Stadia, you know, 8 hours a day, 5 days a week. It's part of the projects that you have in process along with Lake and maybe whatever else, other stuff, you know, non-Stadia related. Would that be correct?
It's more like, so in the near future, that will be true where Calico will just be my primary thing.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Or rather, like, it's entirely shifted that way pretty recently. Whereas you sort of have like a begin, middle, and like I have trouble answering questions quickly.
I sort of think with
my mouth, and then like the process put itself together here.
That's good.
I guess what I would say is like towards the end of one and the beginning of another project, they're very mixed. But during the middle of any, I try to stay dedicated to one because that's just the easiest way to, you know, you don't have to keep switching back and forth. So right now, Calico is like what I'm doing.
Okay, great. Okay. And have you like hit any snags along the way, like while you've been working on this in this short time period, like anything that's really like, you know, just like. Like major, or you know, maybe even
I'll tell Kels. You know,
yeah, I honestly hate cats, so that's like, I just can't stand staring at them, so huge issue. I would say, one thing that's like it's not a bad thing even necessarily. So mm-hmm. one thing that I would say is super unique about Calico is you can just like look up a little bit above all of us. If you see mm-hmm. how gorgeous that game is, that's because mm-hmm. they have so many custom shaders.
Oh, nice.
And yeah. so it is where a lot of games are much more out of the box with their visual style and their graphics mm-hmm. pipeline. Mm-hmm. Andrew, I have not spoken with him very much, so Kels, please correct me. This is me and Kels have just met.
Oh, okay, wow.
Yeah, so I don't want to like speak about something that's like not my authority to say, but like he seems to be a master of shaders, and this is all super like wacky and beautiful. But because it's all custom, it just takes more time to adapt it to different hardware. So,
okay.
whereas another game might have like, I don't know, some super complex save system that takes a really long time to fit into the hardware. You know, each game presents its own weirdnesses, and this one mm-hmm. is the graphical style, but oh my God, is it worth it? Just like, look at it. The first thing I noticed about this game was that all the trees look like cotton candy or something.
Yeah, that's true. That's yeah. awesome. Yeah. All right, Ninja, I'll pass sure. over. You've got some questions for John yeah. as well.
Before I jump to John, though, I just have one more question that develops right while hearing what you guys say. So like from what I'm getting, so Calico is not really done, right? It's going to get constant updates for a while. Do you guys have like a schedule to when you guys will stop working on the game, or is
yeah,
that
we are going to reevaluate at the end of the year and figure out I can't say too much but we are trying to figure out what we want to put in this one and maybe possibly a different one. And that's always the thought is like, what is better to build off of this? It's a really interesting development question.
Right.
What do I want to save for a brand new thing where I get to start from scratch? Mm-hmm. For now, we definitely have, we have at least one big paid DLC we want to do. All of these have been free updates. Yeah. Because we want to build it up to, again, that perfect version of the full game that we have in our head. And then mm-hmm. after that, we want to do like, here's some extra stuff that I'm really excited about. It does include a different area, which would be exciting.
Ooh, okay.
And that would be more near the end of the year. That'll depend on a lot of things. Obviously COVID's kind of a mess with everything. Mm-hmm. One thing is, I have a 1-year-old kid.
Oh, wow.
And we haven't been able to do childcare, so that kind of impacts our ability and what we plan on doing. Mm-hmm. But hopefully, if everything is going well, that's kind of our plan.
Awesome. Now, I was really curious. I wanted to know, you know, before I continue. So thank you so much for these details. I can't wait to see what else it'll offer for sure. So back to John from Whitehorn. These are, you know, specific questions. Feel free, if you feel like you can't answer them, it's not an issue at all. But we were wondering, you know, what is the resolution and frame rate for Calico plan out for Stadia? Do you know that?
Yeah, I mean, I could potentially not. So it's not entirely finished. So we're aiming for, you know, 4K 60. Like,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair, right? That's a fair answer, yeah.
Yeah, and you know, like,
I could do something terrible in the next couple weeks. I'm really nervous saying that, but
I understand
as far
that
as I can tell, that's what we are planning on.
Yeah, so. I understand it. And, you know, like, if that doesn't work out, 1080, 60, and 4K 30 is also acceptable, right? So,
yep.
so
yeah.
if everything comes to that, then that's fine for sure. So since you started developing for Stadia, did you get a chance to contact Google for support? And what's been your experience with them so far?
Again, I feel like I'm just like saying this because they currently, you know, we are working with them. But yeah. like, I feel like I also could say nothing if I wanted to. But again, it's kind of unbelievable. I mean, Google's Google. So just pretty much immediate with any question that I have or anything.
Wow.
So, bar is pretty high, as far as I can tell. It's been really easy to work with them. So, yeah.
That is cool. And this is what we keep hearing from people. But we always like to hear like confirmation that, it's still like that. And it's really amazing to hear these things. We do have someone else on the panel right here. His name is Fletch. He has a channel called PSX Cloud. And it's now his turn to ask a few questions for you guys.
Yeah, I come alive now. I have to say, yeah, sort of listening to all of that, you just want to say the game looks beautiful, and I was trying to pick it up on Xbox, but for some reason the Xbox store's down, so I can't get it right now, which is a really painful thing. But a question for you, Kels, can you tell us sort of, I know you may not be able to, but a rough idea of when we could be maybe get our hands on Calico?
Oh, for
Stadia.
We are planning this summer, hopefully July, but definitely this summer.
Awesome, can't wait. And with it launching as well, obviously I know what the storefront pricing is with regards to Switch and Xbox. Would we expect the same sort of pricing on Stadia as well?
Yeah, we've had our pricing pretty standard over all of our platforms.
Ideal, nice. Ideal. And with regards to, I don't know if you were obviously with Stadia Pro and the lineup of games that Google offer under their subscription service, have you considered that at all, or part of Calico going onto that at all?
I do what Whiteford tells me. Just because they always know exactly what to do. They usually are the first ones to tell me to go somewhere, and I'm like, yes.
That is something I can jump in and say we are definitely not allowed to talk about. Stadia is in charge of their own press releases, so it's a really cool service, and we're always excited to get included and stuff like that.
Awesome.
Very cool. And one question for me, because I'm quite an avid achievement hunter. Will we expect achievements with the game as well on Stadia?
That's you, yes. John, I think.
Yeah, you can. Yep.
Awesome. I will feed that back to the community as well.
Yeah,
ideal.
Yeah.
Great. It looks like Nathan has a question in here for John. Does the technical certification process happen at the end, or is it a continuous process, like to get the game certified running on Stadia?
I am not sure if I can answer that.
I'm so sorry, okay. John. We have some. Yeah, I'm so sorry, but
no, that's okay. Yeah. I would love to. I would just say like a general thumbs up to all Stadia related stuff, and just use that to fill in any. If I say I can't answer something, just know that I feel great about Stadia. Just big one of these. So yeah,
we
I'm
understand.
Sorry.
NDAs
are scary. That's all.
Right.
Yeah. Definitely.
I'm like really excited to talk about everything. I just don't know what is.
Yeah. We don't want to get you in trouble at all. You know, these are just questions around the community. So you know, if you're able to answer, great. If not, we totally understand.
Yeah.
Vivi in the chat here says, "Can we get a Stadia exclusive cat with Stadia colors?" That would be. I'd pay for that. I know a lot of people in the community that would. Really love that. Or he says, or maybe a Stadia shaped tail.
Well, I am adding a lot of animals right now. That's kind of what I'm working on this month, is just I've been editing a lot of stuff. Got some goats in there, cows, so I could put some cool animals in there.
Oh, nice. Please,
that would be awesome. Clive in the chat is wondering, I don't know if you can answer this or no. Will there be a free trial? Within the last couple of months on Stadia, they started opening up where games you get like a 30, 60 or 120 minute basically trial period to play the game before you buy it or whatever. Is that something that you might be considering? Can you tell us or don't know or...
I'm not sure about that. It sounds like an interesting thing to me. I do love demos and free trials. And we do find that people who do free trials for us, they usually end up keeping playing. Because if you like 20 minutes, you'll like 20 hours.
It's addicting. So.
Yeah. Exactly. Great. All righty. So what we're going to do here is I'm going to remove this share here. We're going to open up. So if there's anybody else that's in the chat that has a couple of questions for John or Kels, please let us know. I just also want to remind everybody in the chat description, there is links to all the socials, and I want to share because you have some merchandise for the game. So I've got a couple of stuff here queued up. So let me get that ready on my end.
Yeah, we've got a plushie right now that is with Makeshift for our cat Pudgems, which is a very silly shaped cat that we have in the game. We're currently halfway to our funding goal for that.
Yep. Let me see Pudgems. I think I've got that right. There we go. Yep. So a nice, adorable. I saw that yesterday when I was looking around and I was like, oh my gosh, I have to have that. I love anything game related merchandise. And so it looks like here. So can you tell us, it says available for a limited time. So it shows basically about a week left on it. So is that people have a week?
They'll have 7 days to back that. Right now we have 100 sold. We need 200 sold for it to go into production. I think they decide if they keep selling it. But to be safe, if you want one, within 7 days would be good.
Yeah, definitely. Awesome. So what I see here, I know there's a calico lapel pin. Yep, exactly. which is awesome here. There's an Etsy shop here with a couple of different items here. And again, all the links to these are in the description of the video here. What else here? So there's a soundtrack. I saw this. So the soundtrack link is there. So Ninja Guy X, I know Ninja Guy here. Tell about a little bit about, you know, the show you do on the radio. Yeah,
sure. So I have a local radio show here in my city that I do radio shows live. And it's a show that is only about video game music. So I didn't know that you had your soundtrack released. So I will most likely advertise it on my radio show.
That's awesome. I do really love it. And I can say that because I didn't make it. It's like so, so amazing. And it's absolutely my favorite. It's like, I think I'm very lucky that the soundtrack that I like got to be done for my game manages to be like one of my favorite soundtracks. Yeah, I'm really in love with it.
Yeah, this is awesome. There's 13 different songs. It's only $7 US. You can download or gift it, and great. So that's awesome. Let's see here. I think that's as far as merchandise that we have here. I see there's a question in the chat here. Where did I see it? are you able to share any Mew information on the planned DLC?
Not yet. It's definitely, I think it's going to be the next one after this big update. We'll do the big update and then we'll probably do some smaller fixes for that update once it hits people. And then after that, we'll start going into planning the new big DLC.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, be honest with you, all the amount of updates and fixes that you've put out over the time that the game's been out, and it's all been for free, is pretty amazing. So, and I know, like, it's the game is super reasonably priced. I know, like, I checked it out here in Canada on Nintendo Switch and Xbox. It's like $15 Canadian, $12 US. So it's like this is like an impulse buy. Like, even if you think you might be interested, for like 10 to 15 bucks, you can pick it up and check it out. I know someone was asking in the chat here, I thought I saw, is there a demo of the game anywhere, like on PC or Switch? Or
I'm not actually sure. I don't think we do. We do have demo events sometimes. We still show at conventions, and some of them are online conventions where the demo can be shown. So if you follow us on Twitter, you can get updates on whenever we do that.
Okay, great. Yeah, and we've got, again, the links to Twitter in the description of the video here. Let's see. Mark's Exali, 10 euros instant buy for me. So that's great. That is fantastic. Well, we know both of you are very busy. It's a Friday afternoon / evening, and we really do appreciate you know, both Kels, you and John, coming out here today to talk with the Stadia community. We've learned so much about Calico, also, you know, the gameplay, the story behind it, technical side with John, the thumbs up Stadia, I love that. And you know, it was great to even see your cats as well. They made a guest appearance on the show.
I think Scrambles is lurking in the background. If I
Scrambles is lurking. Awesome. So you know, again, just to wrap our interview portion of the show up here. The target is sometime this summer on Stadia, hopefully around July, and no comment on Stadia Pro, so we'll look for that. Google likes to make their own announcements, we understand, so we'll keep a keen eye, and trust me, there are many people in the community that go digging for information and are waiting there, so it is great to hear, and again, thank you so much to both of you for coming out today here and talking with us. We really do appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Yeah, that was great. Yeah. Great interview. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thanks, right, y'all. That was really fun. Yeah.
Thanks. All right. Have fun. We'll talk with you later. Thanks again.
Bye, guys.
Take care.
Bye. Wow. That was great. Awesome.
Yeah,
that was awesome. Yeah. I mean, I totally, like, I know people, like, when they first, like, if you didn't know anything about Calico and it was first announced, and they're like, oh, this game is for girls, right? You know, just by looking at it. But talking with Kels here, getting that background information on it, learning about the gameplay and the way that they've designed and the game's evolved is totally awesome. Like, over the last year, year and a half that it's been out. And super, super great pricing on it. Personally, I think it's a great Stadia Pro candidate. But yeah, we'll see. You never know. You never know. Other than that, I mean, $15 Canadian, $12 US, what, 10 euro probably, something like that.
10 pounds.
Yeah. See, even.
I already know. Just the fact that Xbox went down, I was like, really? Like, I was genuinely going to try it, but it's like, no.
Yeah.
Great old Xbox having an outage. Has to be that, doesn't it?
Awesome. So, guys, before we move on, we've got maybe about a half hour at most of the show left here. Ninja Guy X wants to say something, but before he does, I just want to remind everybody that we've teamed up with Stadia Dosage, and we are giving away 10, that's right, 10 copies of Mad Streets to the Stadia community here. So hashtag Stadium Connect North. I've seen a lot of people been entering here, so keep those entries in. You only have to enter once, and we'll give away those here shortly. So I will pass the virtual mic on to Ninja Guy X so he can just chat with everybody for a few moments.
Yeah, no, just a small announcement. It's been set public already, but yeah, throughout my content creating fun time, I've been overdoing it too much, and so like this weekend was crazy on me. Like, my brain was overwhelmed, and it was a really bad weekend for me. I slept all of the weekend, and it was a bad weekend. So unfortunately, you know, this was a sign for me to maybe take a break, stop for a while, recover, you know, get back to 100%, and you know, reset and start back to the beginning, and maybe understand more what my limits are. So that just means that, you know, I'll be leaving Stadium Connect North. I've already haven't been participating in Stadia Dosage, SSC podcast, and I've pretty much stopped everything. So yeah, I'm thinking maybe 3 weeks for me to recover, and then you know, I'll slowly come back. I'm not sure if I'll be, you know, if I'll be a permanent member of Stadium Connect North again. It's really straining myself for some reason. I don't know why, but it just is. And you know, I gotta thank John for putting me on the show. It's never been his fault. Like, like almost every day last week, he knew I was overdoing it. And he was always asking me, are you sure, you know, are you sure you want to do this? Are you sure we want to do that? And my selfish self, I was always like, yes, I can do everything, right? But I guess this is not how the body works. And so yeah, I'm taking a break on everything. You'll see me on Discord. I'll pop in on Twitter once in a while. I don't have my notifications on, but I'll be there. But yeah, I'll come back, I'll freshen up, and it's going to be a fun time. But I just wanted to, you know, say it on the show just so you guys know that that's what's been happening.
Yeah, and I know we talked about this Monday. We had a call Monday morning before you announced it, and we both agreed, you know, like this, it's always, and we can see from the comments here, always health comes first. And, you know, Ninja Guy and I talked, and, you know, the door is always open. So if he ever feels free, you know, he wants to come on just to pop in, say hi, come in for 30 minutes, come in for an hour, whatever. He's more than welcome to, but he definitely needs some time off to rest, relax, and everything. Yeah. And 100% fully support your decision. And like I said, if I was in the same position, I would do the exact same thing. So, yeah. But yes. we will always be here for you. And it's great to see all the love and support you're getting from the community as well.
Yeah, no, seriously, on Monday after I made the announcement, so many people DM'd me, so many people talked to me, even developers, even a Special Reserve Game, the owner, like we used to talk at the time, but not anymore. Like he DM'd me asking if everything was okay. No, I really had a tear in my eye on Monday. It was really something. So thank you everyone for the support. It's really appreciated. And it's gonna be good. I can't wait to come back and, you know, actually have some energy to do this. So yeah, it's gonna
be fun. Yeah, that'll be awesome. So I can't see, he's asking in the chat here, Ninja, your radio show, and I know we have every week questions come up about this. I can't see, is asking, can it be streamed and listened to from outside of Canada? Do you know?
So right now it's only live on my local radio show. I've asked them to put them in the podcast. They said that they will, but that's been like 30 weeks ago and they never did it yet. So I'm thinking that I'm gonna do it anyway. Like I do have a USB here with like 12 of my shows, I think. So I'll probably be doing that, and I'll make an announcement on Twitter if I do. So keep a lookout on Twitter.
That's awesome. That's great, because I know a lot of people have been asking about it, and that's you know, one of your passions that you have and that you do and really enjoy. So it's great to see that you enjoy that, and people asking for more too. Who knows? You know, the radio show. Be like, oh my gosh, we have so many people listening and asking about this, and who knows what you could start, right?
The fun thing about this is they told me that if it does gain popularity, it might extend to the French radio shows around Toronto and around Canada. So they're all partnered up. So it would be pretty cool. Right now, my show is actually happening everywhere in the Maritime, which is 4 radio shows around. So it's already pretty amazing. So it's been doing great. So I can't wait for it to go better.
So Lord Vivek is asking, is the show all en français or is there some anglais in it as well?
It is French. I don't speak a lot though. So it's mostly video game music.
But I mean, really though, like once, even if you don't know French, once you start listening to it, you start getting the gist of, you know, of what you're talking about and things like that. So you, again, like Ninja said, you really don't need to know French to enjoy it. He talks a little bit about it, but it's mostly about the music and things like that. So, I, you know, if they do put it online, definitely let us know, because you know we will advertise the heck out of it and get that popular and get some listeners.
What you'll be hearing is pretty much like Super Mario Brothers, and you know, like so it's a fun listen, because you'll hear those little video games, you know, words that I'm gonna say, and it's really entertaining for people who will listen to it in English. So, people enjoy it really much.
But you know, like you said, I think like Zarina said here, the song titles are in English, and the songs themselves, if they have lyrics, they're in whatever language they are. You know, they're not like French dubbed or anything like that. Yeah. So you know, like you said, you could hear Ninja Gaikes might be talking. That was so funny. You said bibbidi. And you'll pick out Super Mario Brothers, so you know what it is or whatnot. But was so funny.
I only know two French video game songs in my whole brain, so it doesn't happen a lot. Tout de la frique. What? All right.
Gosh, this is awesome here. Okay, so we're creeping into the last 30 minutes of the show here. Everyone still okay to just talk about a few brief news items here?
Yeah.
All good?
Definitely. Yeah.
Okay, great. Okay. Alrighty. So let's move on here. We had a This Week on Stadia blog post here. Let me see if I can get this. There we go. So This Week on Stadia blog post here that came out this week. It was pushed to Wednesday. Many thought, including myself, it might include some Star Wars related news, but sadly it did not. But Google never put those expectations out there or mentioned it. It was just in the community. But regardless here, we got the official blog post here, Lango, about the Stadia Pro games here, Lumote, Outriders, Paw Patrol, Kaze, and I know Ninja Guy X last week threw the gauntlet down, however you want to say it, and said, you know what, community, I want to see if you are a true gamer and you can beat my scores. And I know, like, I saw on Discord there was some talking and things like that. So Ninja, do you know, like, offhand here, how those challenges have been coming along? Have you been dethroned? Have you regained the throne, or what's going on?
So I've looked it up, and I've seen a few of the levels where I'm not first anymore. So I did play a little bit. I've gained two more position one, and I'm probably gonna work more on it. But there's at least, like, I'd say maybe like five or six that I've been dethroned. So it's exciting. Wow. I really like the challenge, so it's going to be fun to try to get that position again.
Awesome. That is awesome. We saw Overcooked launched on Stadia on Thursday. There's also a 30-minute trial with it, and it doesn't mention it here in the blog, but it was launched at a sale price, 15% off for non-Stadia Pro users and 20% off for Stadia Pro, and I believe that lasts until next week, if I'm not mistaken. So you can check that out. Yeah, you can check that out there. So
is it 13th of May?
So next Friday. Yep. So it's on sale till Friday the 13th. Boy, that'll be fun. Elemental War 2 launched today. We talked with Daniel. Was it earlier this week? I can't even remember anymore. We talked with Daniel recently about Elemental War 2 coming to Stadia. If you haven't already checked out that interview, it was awesome. And I think it was earlier this week.
It was last week, because this week we got Project Z and Coleco. I think that's it this week, right?
Oh, yeah, that is. Okay, well, you know, our brains are scrambled here, so another reason to take a little break here. So Elemental War 2 launched, and surprisingly, Daniel, that naughty little boy never told us about crowd choice. So the game has crowd choice as well, and I saw a couple people streaming this afternoon and saying that crowd choice was awesome. So I've picked up Elemental War 2 on Stadia. I played about 40-50 minutes this afternoon. At first I was a little confused, but then I started making leeway in it, and just like Fletch had mentioned, the controllers implement it very well in it. I don't have any problems using that controller, the Stadia controller, to navigate around there. So yeah.
What did you think of the game? I know I've still got my review to do, but I had to wait for the Stadia version for the specific features before I could do
it. Yeah, it's there's definitely, like, at the very beginning, like, there's a tutorial that will explain some things, and there's a lot to take in at first. Like, it was clear cut and it made sense, but then once I started playing, I was like, okay, well, what about this? Oh, okay. You know, 20 minutes into it, some things made sense about, like, leveling up your turrets and the towers and the placement of them and the different enemies and whatnot. So I think I made it to wave 50 on the Red Desert or the Red Clay level.
I know which one you're on about though.
The second one, and I even played it on Easy Apprentice or whatever. I made it to about wave 50 there, and the enemies just were like, oh my gosh. So I'm gonna go back and play some more of it. It's interesting. I think you know, it's appropriately priced. And I went ahead and created my account there. It's cross-play amongst all different platforms, PlayStation, Xbox, PC, and Stadia. So would love to play a little bit of cross-play. You just, you know, you get a code and you give it to your friend, and that's how you can play in there. So it would be interesting to see how that scenario works, but and also crowd choice. So I'm backlogged on streaming games just since we've been so busy with developer interviews and whatnot, but now that those are calming down a bit, can get back to some more game streams. So looking forward to that sometime next week. We got confirmation here, the new expansion of Risk of Rain 2 is coming soon, which I was pointed out by Stadia Adventure here that the developer is saying that probably around Q4, if I'm correct. So it's going to be towards the end of the year because it's going to launch on Stadia and consoles at the same time. It's already out on PC. So we're looking about Q4 for the game to come out here, or the DLC for that. We saw House of the Dead Remake came out. A little bit of interesting info. I saw Vivi was talking today in Discord. It was advertised with gyro controls, and then we saw the Stadia APK from a few months ago talking about gyro. Vivi had talked with the developers. The game on Stadia is gyro or motion control capable, but that functionality isn't yet active in Stadia itself. And I believe Vivi said it was on April the 29th, the gyro was removed from the description on the Stadia store. So 100%, I'm looking down at your comment, Ninja Guy X, 100% when I see that. So hopefully we will see those gyro controls implemented in the near future. Destiny 2, Guardian Games 2022, kicked off an in-game timed event. Lasts a couple weeks until May 24th. I know the trailer for that was like going bonkers on the Stadia YouTube. I think it was like over 100,000K views on it when I checked a couple of days ago. So yeah,
it's because I'm
pretty crazy.
Stadia leaked the trailer before it got announced.
Oh, okay.
That's why those people were like,
you know what?
Stadia's leaking.
I'm wondering if that's why then the blog post was pushed today, because was the official announcement on Wednesday for Destiny 2?
I don't know.
Yeah, but anyways, we got the trailer. Yeah, so that's interesting. And then we see that the web store of Stadia, the game detail pages, have been updated with a new look here, a better layout that'll show you a nice, you know, if you've got discounts here, if there's trials, shared with the family. And you'll also see too, like, any additional game bundles. They're all right here on a central page. So it's great to see this new design. And from what I hear, that there is more to come. So that was it from the blog post here. And if we move over here, City of Dosis also had a little bit of other news here. Again, our keen Stadia community members here started to notice that now some of the Stadia game pages are viewable without logging in. So this is fantastic because it means that if people are searching for games or interested about them or want to play the time trials, like Overcooked has a 30-minute time trial, you don't have to have a Stadia account to even view that page anymore. You can see all the details, and it's great to see here. It's pretty awesome. You know, slowly but surely, we heard at the a couple of months ago at the Google for Games Summit about the store opening up, not needing that Stadia account. So here we are. We are starting to see it.
I wonder if like a Google search now is like better, like if I say Overcooked All You Can Eat Stadia, if it will direct me to this. If not, I'm sure that it will soon, right? So it's going to be
Let's just try here. Overcooked All You Can Eat Stadia. We got Stadia Source here still showing up. 9to5 and Stadia Source as well. It does show.
So
down here, right? Nice. Apparently I've clicked on it too, but it'll since I'm logged in, it's going to go in here.
Yeah. Oh, that's so awesome. It wasn't the case before. We couldn't find these links. So very cool.
Yeah, exactly. We have a little bit of community news here. MM2K announced, along with the Cowboy, that there is going to be a Stadia Community Day next Saturday, May the 14th. It's a full day of Let's Play streams, podcasts, and group plays all back to back. If you're interested, contact the Cowboy, which I can't believe he's not in the chat tonight. I'll have to give him a talking to here. And or Stadia Dosage, and let them know. They've got different 1-hour time slots that you can sign up for and just have fun. And it's just a way to help celebrate the games on Stadia here. Let me see if I can bring it here. That's a little bit...
I should be taking part.
Definitely.
Been the optimum word. I think I sent in my time, so I'm hopeful.
Let's see if Mark booked up. Mark Sixali says here, try searching Cyberpunk. We'll try this real quick here. Okay. Cyberpunk 2077 Stadia. Do we put Stadia there? Let's see. There's a Let's Play.
Oh wow, it's the first.
Oh yeah, it is right there. Launch and play Cyberpunk 2077 in seconds.
That's good. That's a cool thumbnail. I like that.
Yeah, it's awesome. Alrighty here, and we're winding down on the news here. Good, we are actually keeping on time here. Oh my gosh, FIFA 22 got crossplay this week amongst the Xbox Series X/S, PS5, and Stadia. So that's fantastic to hear. It went live just the other day here. I already played, about 4 matches, lost every single one. But the good news is it was nice and fine your opponent, so it's good. I'll have to sharpen up on my skills here. I'm going to have to talk with you, Fletch, because I don't know. I'm passing the ball. I'm shooting. And I don't know what I'm doing wrong, but it seems whenever I have the ball, anybody can just take it away from me here and just have their way with me and beat me like 7-0 or something like that. It's sad, but I'm definitely going to have to get schooled on this. There are two modes that have the online play. It's the online and the online friendlies. So you can go in there. Once you go on in FIFA there, it lets you know. And it's activated there for you, and you can have fun. Look at this, opt in, bam, and you're good to go. You can cross play with your friends as well. All that good stuff on Series X, S, and PS5. Get good, that's right, yes. All righty, and our final bit of information and community news here. So we saw this. What was this? On last Saturday, Mostly Martinez posted here this awesome, awesome video. And I wonder if I can share this with audio. So let's remove this here. Boop-doo-doo-doo. Chrome tab, mostly Martinez, share the audio. I'm gonna say share. We are gonna turn off the music for right
now. Oh, sorry, I was there. You go. Oh, no, I turned it off at the same time as you, as usual.
That's awesome. So mostly Martinez posted this on Twitter, and even Google caught wind of this. Finally came in. Jack the Slip made. I cannot ninja. I don't know what I'm gonna do here. I'm horrible at pronouncing names here. Sorry, mostly Martinez. Made my son so happy today, and allows my son to play anywhere. It's got a Wasabi controller here, and let me see. We can share this here. Hopefully the sound's going to be up. I thought this was awesome.
Are you ready to see what your surprise is? Yeah! Okay, open it up.
Can you hear this okay?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. I love... Look at the way his face lights up here.
Now we can play so together. Awesome. Huh? Yeah! That one's yours.
So excited.
Is it green?
Yeah, it's green. The best color of wasabi.
Yeah. Look at that. And that's what it's all Love about, it. Really. You know,
cloud gaming.
It's all about games and enjoying the games.
Are you ready to see what your surprise is? Yeah!
Just put a smile on my face here.
You know what it reminded me of? Fun. Have you ever seen the Nintendo 64 kid there at Christmas? That yep. reminded me of that. He was so excited. So
yeah, that was cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was so awesome. So if you can believe it, holy mackerel, we're an hour and 20 minutes into it. And that's the show here. All we have to do now is what's left is just to give away our copies of Mad Streets. I almost said Mad Russia.
Can I input something very quickly?
Sure. Yo.
I'm doing another Outcaster stream tomorrow at 9 p.m. UK time. That's what people thought it was a good time. So I'm doing it then. I know the past two streams have gone incredibly well. So feel free to join me sort of on my channel for that. I know, we get 30 odd people or more at a time nice. Going on.
Wow,
so
that's crazy.
It's all Stream Connect. Sorry, crowd choice, crowd play. So it's always great to see sort of people playing and messing up with my game and giving me walls. but I'll be giving away a copy of Lumote during the stream and a gift awesome. Card as well. So feel free to join. I'm only 4 subs away from 600. So.
Sweet.
Hopefully that I can do that too.
That is amazing. Alrighty. So if you haven't already, hashtag Stadium Connect North, get your name in there so you can have your chance to win one of 10 copies of Mad Streets. And we'll let a little bit of early news out here. In the upcoming weeks, there'll be more details. We're going to have a Mad Streets community tournament. There will be 4 captains and 3 additional team members on each team that will participate and have fun. So look forward to that. It's going to be great. And this will be your chance here. Once those details are released, you want to be on any of the captains teams, you can reach out to them and find out. So it's going to be a great community event. So the raffle is open to everybody. I see lots and lots of people here. And so we'll go ahead and give some of these away here. Ninja Gax, I don't know if are you okay to stick around for a little bit? Do you want to? Yeah. Okay, good.
Yeah, I'll stick for the giveaway and then.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Good. Yeah, because then we will close it out. So congratulations. Well, let's see. Here we go. Our first winner is.
Dum dum.
Craig Petter Games, congratulations. All you need to do is to speak up in the chat to claim your game here. Guys, help me keep track of how many people actually claim.
Okay.
Because I'm always bad for that. Okay. I'm putting my contact details in here. Craig, I know he was just talking here shortly. You've got about a minute. There we go. So, Craig, you know how to get a hold of me. Email, Twitter, Discord, all that good stuff. So there's number one. We've got 9 more copies to go. Congratulations. All right. Enrage Bot, you are winner number 2. Let us know. Speak up in the chat if you are here to claim your prize, Mad Streets, winner number two. Oh, there we go. Awesome. Thank you. And yeah, so you've got about 40 seconds left to claim your prize here. Enraged Bot, hopefully. Enraged Bot is also a channel member. Thank you so much. Appreciate that nice. Subscription. Enraged Bot.
I'm not familiar with Enraged Bot.
Enraged Bot is new. I think he just started coming around to streams. And if I remember correctly, I think he's in Discord as well.
Oh,
so interesting. Yeah, I think it's just recently new in the last couple of weeks. Well, unfortunately, Enraged Bot is not here to claim their prize. So let's see. We still have only given one away. Who's going to be winner number two? Oh boy, Alejandro. Here we go.
Yep,
Alejandro. There. You are the winner. You've got to be here to claim your prize. And yeah, it's great to see some of these new faces here. Oh, there we go. Awesome. Fantastic. Woo! So you can get a hold of me, Discord, email, Twitter. If you don't remember, just type in !contact and the bot will give you that information. So let's go with winner number three here. Black Gem Vindicare. Woo! Black Thanks. Gem Vindicare. Is that right? Yeah, that's what I've got it.
That's about right.
So let's see. Oh, there they are. Black Gem wins. That's winner number three. Congratulations. All right, winner number four. Oh my gosh, who is this character? Fred Flintstone, Granite T-Rock. Unbelievable. I saw him yapping Rig. In the chat earlier. Yeah. Rig, there we go. Hooray! Well, Granite, if you don't know how to contact me, I'm not giving you the game here. So congratulations. you do. Congratulations. That's number four, right? Four.
Yeah, we're at number five. Granite,
number five. Here we go. Francisco Jose. Congratulations, Francisco Jose. You are winner number five. All you have to do is speak up to claim your prize. Mad Streets. And on Stadia here. It's a great game. And had lots and lots of fun. Can't wait to have the tournament here. Play along. We can finally whip the Cowboys. But I can announce that one of the captains is going to be the Cowboy. And I'll be a captain. And MM2K will be a captain. And in the chat here, I think he's here. Yes, I did. Oh my gosh. I'm horrible. Our Spanish friend... Simon Lenoux, he is going to be another captain here. He just recently hit, I think, 5,000 subscribers on YouTube. I believe Congrats, so. Man.
That's awesome.
Yep. So congratulations.
And Marquez as well, wouldn't it? Yeah. Both awesome Spanish creators.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
so
yeah.
We want to include the entire community in this, so it's awesome. Well, unfortunately, Francisco hasn't claimed their prize. And let's see here. Clive. That cheeky, cheeky little Clive. Clive, you have won Mad Streets. If Clive is here, what is it? It's almost 11 o'clock at night in the UK.
Now, Francisco Jose just replied.
He did? Late? Okay, we'll give it to Francisco and also Clive here. Clive replied. So Perfect. Francisco's five, Clive is number six. Clive said he's mad for it. Now, Clive, don't let that other... so-called person who was harassing you last week on here get their hands on it here. And congratulations, Claude. Okay, wow, look at this. In lead here, in lead, in lead. Depends how you want to pronounce it. Vivi likes to get the controversy going. In lead has won a copy of Masteries. Is in lead around here? So in lead is in Germany, I think, right?
Yep.
Yeah, so it's almost midnight.
He did post like just a few seconds ago, so
yeah. So let's see.
Let's see if he.
Hopefully. There you go. Yeah, there he is. Woohoo! Nice. Congratulations, my friend. You are winner number seven. All right. So let's go on. Winner number eight. Oh my gosh, we had just talked about Mark Zally here. I don't. Yeah. Yeah. That's it. Yeah. So if Woo-hoo. You are in. Vivi goes, well done, outlead. There we go. Oh, snap. Winner number 8. We've got 2 more copies to give away. Holy smokes. I think we're going to do this right on time. The hour, stick to the hour and a half. Unbelievable. Yeah. Supreme Vayek. It looks like it is. Supreme Vayek. I think new to the channel. I don't believe I've saw Supreme here. Supreme V, we'll say. So Supreme Vayek, congratulations. You've won. You will be winner number 9 if you claim your prize here within the next 40 seconds on this fabulous Friday. Heading into the weekend. Metal Wolf, pick me, pick me. Metal Wolf, we've talked about this. Go sit on your bidet and come back and let us know. There we go. Supreme Vayek has won. Congratulations. Alrighty. Nice. And wow, this is fantastic here. Our next winner is Salvatore Alejandro in Cardona. I think so. Nice. Hopefully. Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Yes. Move 422 goes, no bidet shaming. Oh my gosh, it's so fun. So Salvador Alejandro in Cardona. Now, we're just waiting for Salvador here, Salvatore, to claim their prize. There we go. So that's our winner number 10.
Perfect.
I will let people know in the chat. I know disappointed that they may not have won. I have, and we won't be giving them away tonight, but stay tuned on Twitter or check out on my YouTube. I'll announce as well. I've got 10 more copies to give away sometime next week. So if you have not won tonight, don't worry. There will be another chance here. And awesome. Thank you so much, Ninja Guy X.
Oh, you saw that?
Yeah, yeah. Nice. And you know what? If you also want to keep track on when the next giveaway will be, join our Discord. Have such a fun time on Discord. It's a nice, safe, great place to just chat and never have to worry about bullies and all that good stuff. So we would love for you to join the Discord here. I'm just looking at Vivi here. So I think with that, we've given them all away. Again, congratulations, everybody. There is hidden contact here. Again, thank you so much, everybody in the chat. We hope you really enjoyed the show this week here. Our talk with Kels and John about Calico. Coming sometime in the summer, maybe around July, I think it's a good chance for Stadia Pro. I mean, it fits right into, you know, the perfect slot there for Stadia Pro. So hopefully we'll see. There's also DLC coming for it later this year. They've done a lot of updates. And I think that's it. Yeah. Again, thank you so much. Ninja Guy X2 is going to take a hiatus here. And
yeah, let's just a break. Yeah.
Let's see a break and we'll see. We'll try to convince them with some money and stuff like that, and maybe get them a custom bidet. We can get Metal Wolf to install a custom bidet so he could be on the show here and right running the bidet to be like, oh, it's so good.
Oh, John.
Oh my gosh, yeah, we have so much fun. Yeah. But again, thank you so much, everybody. Thank you, Ninja Guy X. Thank you, Fletch. Do you guys have anything else you want to talk about or mention real quick before we go?
As John from White Fawn Games would say, yes.
Stadia is good.
Yeah. Stadia is good. Awesome. All righty, everybody. Take care. Have a wonderful weekend, and we will see you all again real soon. And if your name was called for the winner of Mad Streets, get a hold of me so we can get those games over to you. Have a wonderful weekend, everybody.
Bye.
See you there.